Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hey, it's Gloria Rand, and welcome to the podcast. I am excited to be with you again today. And today, I'm going to be sharing a little tips, some of my three favorite tips that will help you to use LinkedIn more effectively so that you can use this social networking site to be able to get more leads and sales for your business. Now, I want to just kind of lay a few stats on you just to let you know why I think LinkedIn is a fantastic social networking site for entrepreneurs, small business owners. And first is to let you know, number one, is the fact that on LinkedIn, a single status update will reach 20% of your followers. Now, compare that to Facebook, where you're lucky to get 2 or 3% of your fans to recognize and to like or comment on a status update. And because it's the reach is so bad, unless, of course, you're spending money on ads, which is what Facebook wants you to do. And I got to tell you is that I have definitely noticed the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook because I find that I get much more engagement with LinkedIn when I post articles or I post even just quotations and things like that. I get a lot of benefit out of LinkedIn. I get more engagement. Now, there's also quite a few other reasons that I think LinkedIn is so awesome. Number one, the average household income of a LinkedIn user is $109,000. That's pretty good, right? Number two, and this is a biggie, LinkedIn sends nearly 4 times more people to your homepage than Twitter and Facebook combined. Okay? So this is a great tool for you to be able to drive traffic to your website. And lastly, 68% of LinkedIn users are business decision makers. So if you have a product or service to sell, doesn't it make sense that you want to get in front of a decision maker? Well, if so, then you need to pay attention to LinkedIn and check it out and see if this isn't worthwhile for you to be spending quality time on. So if you do have a LinkedIn profile already, but maybe you're not getting the benefits out of it, let me give you a couple tips, my three top tips to help you to be able to get more leads and clients with LinkedIn. So the first thing I want you to make sure you have done is to optimize your profile with keywords. You need keywords in the headline, in the summary, and your experience sections. And more often than not, another place for you to have keywords is to have it in the contact info section. Now, before I explain what this is, let me just back up a little bit and just explain what do I mean by keywords. You want to have terms that will help a prospect or a potential partner, anyone who you want to be able to search on LinkedIn to find your profile, you want to include those terms. Just like with websites, just like your website has to have keywords so that you show up on Google, LinkedIn is the same way. So, as I was saying, the headline summary, great places to do it. But one place that many LinkedIn users are still missing the boat on, I mean, I come across this all the time when I'm looking at profiles on LinkedIn, is in the contact info section. Now, this is a section where LinkedIn allows you to put a link to your website, your blog, your Twitter feed, for that matter. Oh, excuse me, 1 second. I take a quick drink of tea. Sorry about that. So now what you can do, what LinkedIn gives you, number one, is their default labeling for this link to your website is company website or personal website. Don't use that, okay? You can customize this section. When you are in the edit mode, you choose other, and then you can add keywords to describe what your business is. So for instance, if you were to go to my LinkedIn profile, and I encourage you to do that, I would love to be able to connect with you on LinkedIn, you will see that instead of company website, you see keywords that say SEO, copywriting, and social media, because those are the two aspects that my business focuses on. I help business owners write copy for their websites that gets found on Google, and I help people with social media training. So that's why I have those keywords in there. Now, one other key tip when you're working on your profile is make sure that you are not treating this like a resume. Your summary should be more like a 30-second elevator pitch that you would give at a networking meeting. So use the first person, that kind of information. That's what you want to be able to. This, remember, it's a social networking site. So you want to be able to envision yourself as if you were talking to someone who comes to your profile, and you're going to be talking directly to them. Okay, directly to them. Now, my second tip. Okay, so that's the first one, optimize your profile. Second tip is to take advantage of LinkedIn's advanced people search. And not only that, using the advanced people search to look for prospects, but also to save your searches. One of the problems that so many of my clients and other business owners that I talk to have with social media is the fact that it, frankly, it can be a big time suck. Okay. Let's not mince words about it. So I don't want you to have to feel like you need to spend 5 hours a day on LinkedIn, because that's, it's unrealistic. Okay. I realize that you've got a business to run. You should be spending no more than 60 minutes. And you can probably even get away with 30 minutes a day on LinkedIn and still be able to get some results from it. As long as you have a plan in mind, you have to have a plan in mind and figure out exactly what you're going to do. It's very easy to kind of go down the rabbit hole like you might do on Facebook, where you start looking at all, when you log into LinkedIn and you see the news feed with all different articles and things that your connections are sharing. You have to be strategic about LinkedIn and what you want to accomplish from it. So do your searches, use keywords, look for job titles, location, company, look for good prospects, save your searches. Then the next day, go in, pull up that search, and now you can start looking at these prospects, evaluating them, seeing who you want to put a send a connection request to. Now, looking at the search is great, but you want to dive deeper. I recommend that you then, if you see someone who looks promising, look at their profile, and I want you to follow the 3x3 rule. And that means you're going to spend 3 minutes reviewing this profile, and you're going to look for 3 things that you have in common. It could be that you're both members of the same LinkedIn group. Maybe you went to the same college. I'm sure you may, if this is not your first connection, then you probably or hopefully have some connections in common. Look for something so that when you send that connection request, you can use that as an icebreaker, as a way to be able to give them a reason to connect with you. Do not send the generic, "I would like to connect with you on LinkedIn" request. Don't do that. Okay, please do not do that. Give someone a reason to connect with you. Offer them something of value. If you have a special report on your website, offer to give that to them. Or maybe you've seen an article that you read in a blog that has some information about their industry. Offer that to them. Give them a reason to connect with you. You have to be able to establish rapport with this prospect if you have any hope of starting a conversation that will lead from prospect, turning them into a lead, to turning them into a customer. There is a process to go through. Okay, that's two. My third top tip is to set yourself apart from the millions of other LinkedIn users and use the publishing platform that they give you to publish unique articles that are opinionated, frankly, a little controversial if you want to be, but have an original thought. It must be an original thought. If you want to be a thought leader in your industry, don't just repost what other people say. Show your authority. have an opinion and voice it. You could comment about somebody else's article, fine, and maybe you offer a different opinion. That's great. But let me also give you a key tip here. I used to recommend that you repurpose your blog articles and just repost them totally on LinkedIn. I don't recommend that anymore because Google sees it as duplicate content. So instead, make sure that you are, you could take an existing blog article and maybe rewrite it, but you're better off just starting from scratch, putting something new, and do it once a week if you can. If you're already blogging, say, twice a week or three times a week on your own company blog, maybe cut that down to two times and do the third one on LinkedIn instead. And again, just don't be afraid to topple some sacred cows and shake up the status quo by challenging something. It's going to totally allow you to attract the attention of bigger prospects. And frankly, you'll be seen as a pretty cool person if you do this. And guess what? People like to do business with cool people because they will be seen as cool by association. So, recapping. My three top tips for LinkedIn is, number one, make sure your profile is optimized. Number two, use the advanced search feature and save your searches so you're not spending a ton of time on LinkedIn. You want to break it up into chunks. Chunk it down a few, 30 minutes to an hour every day will get you results. And third, publish an original article. Do it at least once a week. That will be a great way for you to be able to connect with your prospects and generate leads and sales for your business. Now, one other way that I have for you to be able to help you to do that is I have put together an infographic that is called the 4 steps to turning a cold call into a warm lead with LinkedIn. And I would love to give that to you for free. All you need to do is text the word LinkedIn to 33444. Again, text the word LinkedIn to 33444 and you will be subscribed to my email list and I will send you out that infographic for free. And it's got some other things in there that I didn't get to touch on today in this podcast. And I will love to send it out to you. You'll also get subscribed to my Marketing Buzz newsletter, which I send out every week with lots of great other tips and strategies for how to use social media, SEO. So I encourage you to do that. And also make sure that you are following me on Twitter as well. Hit me up. My Twitter ID is @GloriaRand and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you are coming from the podcast and I know I can connect with you that way. So it'll be great. Shoot me questions, comments. Awesome. And if you enjoyed this episode, as always, I encourage you to please, if you would do me the kindness of leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes, and make sure that you subscribe so that you can continue to get new episodes as I release them. So for now, that is going to do it for this episode. I am Gloria Rand, and I am wishing you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.